Welcome to the New Capital Show. I am Leo Gold, your host. A pleasure to be with you on this special fun drive edition of the show. www.newcapitalshow.com. Newcapitalshow.com is our address on the web. And, of course, coming to you from the studios of KPFT 90.1 FM here in Houston, Texas. Also going out over the world. I'm getting thumbs up. We can do that? The thing I asked, we can do. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what we can do in a little bit, folks. Special fun drive edition of the show. And, of course, we're also going out over the web via podcasts. Everybody know what podcasts are? People know more about podcasts these days. Podcast is you can subscribe to the show. You can sign your iPod or your computer, your digital player up to the website, the New Capital Show website, and it will automatically download the shows. So if you don't get a chance to hear the show during the week, you can download the show and have it automatically play on your iPod player. Now your iPhone, you can have it play on your phone. Technology is amazing what it's doing. So I want to welcome all of you. It's a special winter fun drive edition of the show. But, you know, the red buds are in bloom. I came over. The red buds are in bloom already. We're in getting toward late. We are in late February, and it's basically springtime here in Houston, Texas. We call it a winter fun drive, but it's springtime. And that should make you, as a listener, very happy. Springtime is a happy time when you start to see blossoms. You start to see new life being created. And so this is a special time when we raise funds for the station. I was supposed to be at a retreat, at a Zen Buddhist retreat this week, but I'm just too busy. And so I'm going to make this show my retreat. Buddhist retreats, it sounds like it's an easy thing to do, right? You're just going to sit down on a cushion and you're going to meditate for 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever, some large amount of meditation. There're going to be breaks in the middle for food and tea, and doesn't that sound just like the easiest thing that you could possibly do, right? You're just going to sit in silence for eight hours, and you're going to do it for 5 days. Well, let me tell you, folks, this is a very, very arduous thing to do, a very ascetic thing to do. It's very, very difficult. Your body starts to wear down from the sitting, and yes, your mind relaxes, and you get away from all the phone calls and all the very busy things, but it's a very, very difficult, arduous thing to do, and I usually approach those types of retreats with great trepidation, wondering, am I going to be able to get through this? Am I going to be able to do this? And I think Fun Drive is a similar kind of thing. Ultimately, at the end of a retreat, you feel very liberated, very good, very different. You've changed in many ways. And that, I think, is the way Fun Drive is. We all kind of approach it with trepidation. Oh, we're going to be called upon to make contributions to the station, to renew our pledges, to renew our membership. And the regular programming that I'm used to is going to go away, and it's going to be, you know, disruptive to me. It's going to be different. But in the same way that a Buddhist retreat, what's called a seshin, or a Christian holiday of abstinence from food, or a Jewish high holiday of asking for forgiveness, and so many other traditions, this is a tradition that we have in public media, the tradition of raising funds from those who listen to us, not from advertisers, but from those who listen to us. So I like to think of our fund drives as a very special time, not an easy time, right? A retreat's not easy. There's nothing easy about it. Coming up to it and approaching it, preparing yourself for it, is not easy. And you have concerns about, can you do it? And hopefully during the course of the retreat, those concerns are met. They may not be met. You don't know where you're going to come out, but there's nothing easy about it. But it's important. It's vital. And it's the thing that keeps you in touch with your practice. I was lying in bed last night, and I was thinking, gosh, I don't think I've got much to say. I just don't. I'm in one of these periods. I don't feel like I've got much to say. I feel like I've said it, you know. And gosh knows, there's so much getting said these days. You know, you could take Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and the rest of us could just be quiet. And there's still lots and lots getting said constantly. What's being said about them? And I just feel like, God, I don't feel like I've got much to say. And I was worried about it, lying in bed last night, and I woke up worrying about it. And then I said, better go meditate. And then I was on the way over, and I heard Dwayne saying, Leo being 11, they got a great show prepared. I don't have anything prepared. I got nothing prepared. Nothing's prepared. What is Dwayne talking about? It's this fun drive. I got nothing prepared. There he is. I hear him coming on. Mm-hmm. Dwayne, you set us up. I said, I've got nothing prepared. I sat down, and there's a piece. There's a Dharma talk that a man named Flint Sparks gave at the center that I go to. He gave it a few months ago. I wasn't there for it, but it was published in a little flyer and put on a table. And one day I walked into the Zen Center. I just happened to pick it up. I don't know, something said, oh, that's interesting. And it was called Morning Reflection During Sitting. And so this is something that I read and I loved.
See?
It. I read and I loved it, and it's something I read regularly, and I'm going to share it with you today.
Thank you for that. See, and we sensed it coming before you
and,
even knew.
And I said, and Dwayne knew it. Dwayne said, we got a great show. He's going to share something with you. So usually I share my own writing, my own monologues with you, but today I'm going to share somebody else's, and that's okay to do. It's okay to do to share somebody else's. So look. In order for me to share to you, you have to share with the station. This is kind of what the theme of the Dharma talk is going to be. I'm going to give a Dharma talk. I don't know if I'm going to give someone else's Dharma talk. But the way that you share and the way that you give back is by calling the station. And you call 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT is the number that you call. Now, we've got a number of gifts that we can give away for your pledge. I got to find them, though. Where are they? Here we go.
Thursday tab.
Capital. Yep, here it is. New Capital One.
Yes.
At the $90 level, New Capital Show T-shirts. We've done really wonderfully with these shirts. They're beautiful. We have a charcoal one and a white one. It's got the New Capital Show logo. If you want to see what the shirts look like, you can go to newcapitalshow.com, and there's a little link over on the right that will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Also at the $90 level, New Capital Show monologues. This is about 30 of them. This is bound in paperback. They're going to the printers as I speak. We still have got some from the last drive that we need to get out, but these are imminently being printed. If you like the monologues that I give, and people tell me they do, sometimes they say they don't, but you can look at them on the website or newcapitalshow.com, but if you want a bound copy of them, this is the way you can get that at the $90 level. At the $100 level, we have a special gift today. This is a pair of tickets to George Lakoff.
Mm-hmm.
George, Dwayne
next
is
week.
Next week. Dwayne is going to be at the Wortham Center at 7:30 p.m. on February 28th. This mm-hmm. is part of the Progressive Forum series, and boy, does Randall Morton and his gang do a terrific job putting on
Indeed.
A stellar. If you have not been to a Progressive Forum event, you must go, because it's classy. I mean, you're going. It's as if you're going to the opera. But what you're seeing is some of the best in progressive minds coming to our city here in Houston and speaking in this wonderful setting of the Wortham Center. I've seen Frank Rich. I've seen Tim Flannery. And Gloria, I didn't see Gloria Steinem, but my colleague here, Bob Wilkerson, saw Gloria Steinem, said that she was absolutely terrific,
mm-hmm.
and so many more. They do a fantastic job. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Bobby Kennedy Jr.
was there. Mm-hmm. Of course, the mayor of Houston, Bill White, and George Lakoff is going to be there. Who is George Lakoff?
George Lakoff is an amazing guy. He's from Northern California. And he wrote, he's written several interesting books. A short one is...
He's a linguist.
...called Don't Think of an Elephant.
Yeah, and he's a linguist. He's a linguist like Noam Chomsky. And mm-hmm. so just like Noam yes. Chomsky, these two guys go back, and they have their roots in this incredibly esoteric field of linguistics, but what we're learning is how important this field of linguistics is in the political arena. And you think, well, what does linguistics have to do with politics? Well, if you think about messages, if you think about the way language is used by people who are running campaigns, by marketing managers of campaigns who are crafting political messages to appeal to large groups of people, the deconstruction of how those people are doing what they are doing to us has become increasingly important. And George Lakoff is one of the people who have begun to analyze why the conservative message became so potent over the past couple of decades and why the liberal and progressive message, in a way, fell by the wayside. And when George Lakoff and people began to do this, they have begun to make suggestions for how we can change our language and the framing of our language so that our issues, our ideas, carry much more potency than they have in the past. How we begin to frame and craft messages. And here's an example. Conservatives and Republicans and their attempts to do away with taxes left and right, basically to gut the treasury of the country, crafted this idea of tax relief. We all need relief from taxes. And as a result, taxes in this country, the idea of how we fund our public treasury so that investment and expenditures can be made in the common good, became a bad word. Tax became something that we needed relief from. And George Lakoff has been instrumental in coming up with ideas and showing us how we can change. So for example, here at the New Capital Show, I talk a lot about investment. So one of the things we might talk about is public investment. How do we invest in our public commons? How do we make public investment? And that's a way, through the framing issue, that we can take back language so that we can pursue the things that we believe in. For $100, you get a pair of tickets. You pledge to the station, and you are on your way to see George Lakoff at 7:30 p.m. This is next Thursday, not this Thursday, 1 week from today, on February 28th.
And he's a very dynamic speaker in person. Sorry to interrupt.
But, no, please, know, please, Dwayne.
You know, to meet this man personally, I had an opportunity to meet him out in Oakland, near where he works, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And he came and did a little session for the Pacifica management team about, you know, how Pacifica frames itself and its place in the world of media. Helped us to come up with this idea of fusing the red-blue schismatic dichotomy that we seem to exist in into more of a purple plan, where we were going to try and blend the country together a little bit with Pacifica. Anyway, George Lakoff is a very personable guy. He's, you know, you think of linguists, and if you hear Noam Chomsky speak, he can be kind of dry. I know a lot of people complain about, you know, not his message. People do complain about his message. But some people complain that he's just really difficult to listen to for an extended period of time. That's not the case at all with George Lakoff. He's a younger generation linguist, if you will, a West Coast linguist. Yep. And he has a different take on things. And I think you'll find him to be a very engaging and dynamic speaker.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, even though it's fun drive, and I normally have to plant myself early in the evenings in order to be back here at dawn 30 each day for these membership drives, I plan on being at this myself. I've been looking forward to George Lakoff coming way before we actually planned the dates of this fun drive, and even though it conflicts with it for me, I plan on being at the Wortham Center next week to see him again.
We have another gift, Dwayne, $150. You get to meet and greet with Jim Hightower.
That's coming up in mid-March. That's going to be great, too.
Many of you have probably heard Jim Hightower's... what's it called? He's got his little...
it's the Hightower Lowdown.
The Hightower Report. The Hightower Lowdown.
Yeah, the Lowdown is his newsletter that he mails out to subscribers. The Hightower Report, we broadcast at the end of the morning mix, just before BBC News at 8 every morning.
Yeah. And so if you would like to, if you like that piece and you want to chat with Jim Hightower, who previously held office in the state of Texas, I can't remember what he was.
It agricultural was
agricultural commissioner.
Commissioner. Yeah.
You want to chat with Jim Hightower in a reception before his speech and book signing on March 19th. That's next month at the University of Houston.
It's on a Wednesday night. It's actually the anniversary, the fifth anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. And we'll have an autographed copy of his brand new book. It's called Swim Against the Current. Even a dead fish can go with the flow.
Even a dead fish can go with the flow. There you go. Swim Against the Current.
Hightower.
So you can meet, greet, get an autographed copy. If you want to meet with Jim Hightower, $150.
$12.50 a month for a year. Visa, Discover, American Express, MasterCard will set you up.
Another gift at the $150 level. This was a very successful gift we gave away, I guess, about a year ago. A BOGO solar flashlight. A man named Mark Bent was written up in the New York Times, received enormous response. Mark invented a solar-powered flashlight. It's this really ergonomic thing. It's got five or six LED bulbs in it. It's got rechargeable batteries in it. And it's got a solar panel on the side. So what does that mean? That means that you never have to change the batteries. It means that the battery that you leave this thing pointed at the sun during the day, it charges up and it's used at night. And what Mark was doing, Mark was a missionary. I think Mark may still be a missionary. Mark was taking his flashlights to poor villages in Africa and refugee camps in Africa. And this flashlight became... it became a lifeline to people living in those villages. Mark got us to think in the article in the New York Times, and he came on the air and talked, and he got us to understand what would it be like if you had absolutely no light at night, no way to see what you were doing, to defend yourself from people coming to do you harm. And that was the situation, and still is, in many parts of Africa where there is not electricity. And Mark has brought this flashlight, literally brought the light to different parts of Africa that didn't have it. And he brought a few of these by the station and said, you know, try them out. And I love this thing. I use it all the time. I took it to my ranch. And so at the end of the night, when I take the food scraps down the hill to feed to the coyotes, I take the BOGO flashlight to light my way. And I use it all over the place at my ranch. This is a great thing. For $150, you get the BOGO solar-powered flashlight. And I'm not kidding you. This is a wonderful, wonderful product, and one that I really use and can heartily recommend. So, and it's the same flashlight that now many people are using in Africa to light their way every night. Yeah, Dwayne.
That's right. And BOGO in the sales world stands for buy one, get one.
Yeah.
And typically that's, you know, buy one, get one free kind of deals at, you know, the vitamin shop or wherever. And in this case, it stands for buy one, give one. Because the flashlight that you are actually pledging for at KPFT, that solar flashlight that you receive, will be matched, because one will be donated in your name through Mark to a rural village in Africa. So you're giving one away and getting one, too. So this is a really wonderful opportunity. It's a tax-deductible pledge, and it does a wonderful thing for the planet as well as for yourself.
Yeah, and that is something that Mark pledges and that he fulfills. Every single flashlight that is sold, one is sent as well to Africa, and oftentimes Mark is the person who takes the flashlight there himself. Mark is a pilot. So, and for the $250 pledge, all three items. Now, let's see, all three means the T-shirt,
the monologue,
and the flashlight.
The flashlight.
The T-shirt, the monologue, and the flashlight. So for all three items.
Now, here's an alternative to $250, the meet and greet and the Lakoff tickets.
Yep.
You know, and the tickets, someone is getting a pair of the tickets right now. And one of the arrangements, we actually have the tickets here. And so when you make that pledge and you fulfill that pledge, you must come by KPFT's studio in Montrose and pick these tickets up prior to the event. We have them now. You can come and get them right now. Or you could make the arrangement and pick them up as late as, you know, right after work on Thursday next week. as you head downtown to the Progressive Forum event that night. But you do have to get the tickets from us right here. We do have physical tickets. It's not a guest list kind of an arrangement. But we do have those, and one pair has been claimed already. So thank you for that. Also want to thank, looks like Mark, a brand new member who just walked in the door and wrote a check to you, Leo, and says, you know, keep talking about 9/11 truth, and I will give you more money.
Well, 9/11 truth, the truth of 9/11, as I have said, is that in the wake of 9/11, we should have immediately understood what the country needs to do. That the event of 9/11, at its heart, was a statement by people who meant to do the country harm, that the United States interests had extended too far in the world. Now, certainly, what they did was one of the crimes of all time. But it should have gotten us thinking at the time, you know, we're expanding and extending ourselves to different places into the world and calling in the resources from those parts of the world. And we may be engendering feelings among people who live there that are not positive toward us. And this is especially in the energy area and the raw materials area. And it should have gotten our leadership thinking. It did get some of the leadership of this country thinking. We need to look at reducing our footprint on the world, whether it's pollution in the air, whether it's energy that's being called forth from the ground, whether it's mining that's being done. We as Americans can do better. We don't have to waste as much as we waste. We can rely on ourselves for fuel. You heard Willie Nelson talking earlier with Amy Goodman on her interview today with him on Democracy Now!, the efforts that he has been undertaking to provide local sources of biodiesel fuel. All of this should have been front and center for the leadership of this country. And it is now. I think we can all see how truly shocking it was that rather than those things being done, rather than our leadership saying, we must pursue these efforts, we must invest in ourselves, in education, we must bring goodwill to the rest of the world, the leadership said, we're going to go to war. And we're not just going to go to war where the people who did this on 9/11 are. We're not just going to go to war in sort of a direct and limited, focused way. You know, we're going to go to war kind of all over the place. We're even going to go to war in a place where there's nothing to do with 9/11. We're going to go to war there. And, of course, the results should have been predicted. The results were predicted by many. And, frankly, you want to take a place where the per capita predictions were righter than anywhere else? It's right here at 90.1 FM Pacifica and across the other Pacifica stations. We were right. We're not proud of it. We're not saying
facts are facts.
We're not saying give us money because we were right. But we were right. We were right. And the country's coming our way now. And the country has been coming our way. And so when you listen to KPFT, when you listen to KPFT 90.1, when you listen to Democracy Now!, when you listen to all the fantastic shows that are on this station, and they are so many, you can't count them, you can't name them. I mean, Larry Winter Show, Hataji Show, Georgia Show, The Peace Show on Friday, on and on and on. The show, the music shows, these shows represent shows that are in the forefront of thinking, in the forefront of culture, and oftentimes being ahead means being behind as well. It means looking back at our roots. It means looking back at our traditions. And that is so much the case in so many ways that the station brings music that harkens back, roots music, blues shows that try to reconnect people to the roots of our country, to the roots of our cultures. And in many ways, we do that in politics as well, and we're certainly doing that in the world of energy. Here's a fascinating one. Listen to this article. Get a load of this. This is amazing. With oil prices rising, wood makes a comeback. And talk about going back to the future. Newport, Vermont. As a child, Brian Cook remembers hurling wood into the big orange boiler his father bought during the oil crisis of the late 1970s. helping feed the fire that provided heat and hot water. This is an article that goes on to talk about the fact that especially in places like New England, wood is making a comeback as a way to heat houses. Now, look, there are problems with wood, right? When you burn wood, you put carbon dioxide in the air. But there are now cleaner burning ovens to burn wood. And so increasingly we're seeing that the new way to do things is the old way. And that's what we believe oftentimes at KPFT. The new way to do things is the old way. The new way to bring you media is the old way of telling the truth, coming on, doing shows that are honest, doing shows that harken back to the roots and the history of our country so that people get a better understanding of that. That's what you get. Only one of the things that you get. 713-526-5738. 713-526. And, of course, KPFT. 713-526-KPFT is the number. At the $90 level, New Capital Show T-shirts. These are great T-shirts. We had a great manufacturer make it up. And Masood did a beautiful, beautiful design on the shirts and the logo. $90 also gets you the New Capital Show monologues, the BOGO flashlight at $150, and for $250 you can get all three of those things, or the special events that we have to offer to you today at the $100, and for $100 get you to George Lakoff. I mean, I think that's a tremendous deal, because I think that's probably what the tickets would cost anyway if you were just going to go to see George Lakoff at the Progressive Forum. That's on February 28th, 2008. And at $150, you get to meet and greet with Jim Hightower. Who is a Texas legend? Jim Hightower is a Texas legend in the same, a Texas progressive legend in the same way that Molly Ivins, may she rest in peace, Molly Ivins was a great progressive Texas legend. And frankly, so many people here at KPFT who do shows are Texas legends. I mean, they really, really are an up-and-coming Texas progressive legends. They're found right here, and you can hear them all the time here at KPFT, and you can hear them as hosts, you can hear them as guests, progressive legends here in Texas in the making. Dwayne, how are we doing?
We're doing pretty well. I'd like to send a thanks out to Betty. She picked up on that first pair of the tickets to go see George Lakoff next Thursday night at the Progressive Forum, 7:30 at the Wortham Center. She's going to come on in, and she wanted us to know that she is an ambassador of the Rock Ridge Foundation. You know, and that, of course, is the institute that George Lakoff works with, the Rock Ridge Institute out in, I believe it's Walnut Creek, California.
Yeah.
And Betty is renewing her membership. Thank you so much for your very generous pledge. We now have our first 100 of hopefully 13 that we'd like to raise during this special edition of New Capital Show here. Mm-hmm. It's just past 11:30. You're tuned into Pacifica Radio. It is Houston's alternative radio station. It is the only community radio station on the radio dial here in FM land, Houston, Texas, Upper Texas Gulf Coast. Been on the air for nigh upon 38 years. We will be celebrating that 38th birthday on March 1st. Actually, during this membership drive, we will turn 38.
Dwayne, is there any other station that has been on as long under the same call letters and management and so forth that you know of?
Sure, yeah. KUHF is actually,
okay.
Was actually, I believe, on, I was going to say 50 years. And I'm conflating that. I know that they were the very first public television station in the nation, and I can't verify in my mind right now whether or not they were also a radio station for quite as long. But there are, I believe, our chief engineer, Steve Brightwell, you know, he has grown up in Houston radio and has been working in this business since he was a teenager and has a great sense of the history of Houston broadcasting and was, I believe, sharing some information with us last month that KPFT is the one of three broadcast entities in the greater Houston area that are still operating the frequency and stations that they were granted in the beginning. So many stations have changed hands. There are so many conglomerates.
And they change formats all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And so very few are still doing the same thing that they originally were doing. You know, KTRH, which used to broadcast out of the Rice Hotel, because that was actually what the call letters stood for, KTRH, come to the Rice Hotel, KTRH. And
I didn't know that. Is that true?
Yes.
Wow, you're a fountain of knowledge.
Well, you know, and they moved down here to Lovett Boulevard, as many radio stations did when they were moving out of downtown back in the 60s. KTRH became the civil defense headquarter station for the greater Houston area, built themselves a bomb-proof bunker about a block away from KPFT, and began the genesis of what was called, for a number of years, actually several decades, this particular segment of Lovett Boulevard near Montrose and between Taft and Montrose was known as Radio Row, because there were five radio stations in this couple of blocks of Montrose, and it was the KTRHs and the KILT. KILT, of course, Gordon McClendon station, AM and FM, they were the station that brought the Beatles to Houston. KILT, of course, named with those call letters KILT because Gordon McClendon was a Scotsman and he wanted to celebrate his Scottishness. And so he chose KILT as his way of expressing that little personality quirk.
But, I mean, we are fully part of Houston radio
history.
We
are deep in the history. Yes, we are.
And we make new history all the time. I mean, as I say, the variety of shows that is available on the programming schedule of KPFT is second to none. There's nothing like it. I was with somebody the other day. I was at a Valentine's Day reception at a home in River Oaks. This is not the place you would expect to see. Look, we're not about stereotypes here, but, you know, I was surprised. I was talking to somebody. They asked me about my show. I told them about it. They said, there's nothing like KPFT. This is a person in a coat and tie in a house in River Oaks. So there's nothing like KPFT, nothing like Pacifica, nothing like Democracy Now!, nothing like the shows that come on. The man says to me, and he's an attorney, every time I try to turn the station and go to something else, I got to come running back because it's so authentic. And you hear this talk in the air these days about authenticity, especially in regard to the campaign of Barack Obama and other candidates who are running for office now, starting to get additional authenticity into our political system, and how authenticity is the thing that people in this country are beginning to require from those with whom they listen to, those who they take into their lives as friends, those who they work with. Authenticity is the new black, right? Is that how we say it? Authenticity is in. And if you want an authentic radio experience, there is nothing more authentic than KPFT. But it's not free. It's not free. As I say, a few times a year, we go into a retreat. Not a retreat like a military retreat. A retreat of turning solidly inward to ourselves and to those who listen to us and saying, we face each other now. We listen to each other now. This is the time that we take to devote ourselves. That's it. That's the word. To make a devotional to the thing that's important to us. And you can do that by calling 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT, and pledging to the station. There's so many great things going on right now. So many things going on in energy. The burgeoning of the solar power movement in California. The burgeoning of the wind power. The burgeoning of the drive for wind power here in Texas. Willie Nelson talking earlier about biodiesel. It's such a fantastic thing that our country really is starting to come to an understanding that energy, how we fuel ourselves, can we do it cleanly, can we do it efficiently, and yet can we still do it in a way that brings us the human comforts that we need to light our homes, to heat our homes, and even to cool our homes. Can we do it in a way that is going to be sustainable and is going to make us proud of the efforts that we make? And I think increasingly people see that the answer can be yes, and that it can be a money-making endeavor as well. This is not something contrary to what we've heard from conservatives and Republicans for so long. This is going to tank our economy. If you look at what's going on, the bright spots in our economy are these areas where investment is being made. The bright spots are these areas in alternative energy and in other alternative business models. The growth rates in these businesses is the bright spot in our economy, growing 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, I mean 100%. Think businesses doubling. I presented to you an article last week of a guy who's got a business started in California just installing solar panels. Not making the solar panels, right? He's not having to do any kind of massive engineering. He's not having to invest and make factories to spit out solar panels and solar cells. He's just installing them, taking them and sending trucks around with guys with screwdrivers and drills and panels and the know-how to configure those things and to put the systems in houses. And I'm not saying there's not anything technical about that, because there certainly is. But that's a business that people can start all over this country with a little bit of know-how. And that business is a business that went from a handful of people to now he's got 250 employees and $30 million in revenues for the last year. This is showing, and should be showing everybody, this type of business, that is where the future is at. That we can do good. We can do good, we can do well by doing good, or whatever that's saying. What is that saying, Dwayne? So that's what you get when you become a member of the station. You can get good, you can get great programming by doing good, by joining the station. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Susanna called in and put a Benjamin behind the program, backing this radio station and the New Capital Show with her fantastic plastic from right here in the Petro Metro. Visa, Discover, American Express, MasterCard, in her case an Amex card, did the trick, renewing her pledge of support, and we thank you for that, Susanna. A second pair of tickets to the George Lakoff event next Thursday night have now been claimed. Jim is going to be attending that evening event at the Wortham Center next Thursday. Thank you so much for that pledge of support, Jim. We greatly appreciate that. And again, remind you that there are a couple of pairs available still. You will have to come by the KPFT studio complex on 419 Lovett Boulevard, one block south of Westheimer, in between Taft and Whitney, a couple blocks east of Montrose, to pick those up prior to the event, preferably during business hours, although during membership drive, there's usually a staff person here from dawn 30 through way late at night, and we can, most of us, access the ticket counter here that our receptionist keeps up front. 713-526-KPFT is the phone number, 526-5738. We have two calls coming in right now. That means there are four phones with no calls on them right now.
Four lines open,
folks.
Four
is an opportunity. I look at those empty phones as an opportunity for you to call in and make a difference. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT.
You know, I talked earlier about coming to the station and feeling like, well, I really don't, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't have much to say. And then I sat in a morning meditation and read this
Dharma talk.
I read this Dharma talk. Dharma is the way. Dharma is the way, the path in Buddhist tradition. And I'm not here saying that everybody needs to become a Buddhist, because you don't. Although, probably you do, but I'm sure. But I
think Jesus is Buddhist.
I'd like to share this piece with everybody here, because and it's about a page and a half or so. This is morning reflection during sitting. Let's tune out the phones for a second, Dwayne, and that way we'll get a little. There we go. We'll get a little quiet, little peace. And I want everybody to just listen to these words. These words are deeply meaningful to me. They were presented by a man named Flint Sparks, who lives in Austin. Flint is a psychotherapist in Austin, and he's also a Buddhist teacher. And he came to Houston, and he presented these words. I wasn't there for it. I just picked up this flyer that was in the hallway. They had been reprinted by our teacher here, and I read it, and I thought, wow, this is something I'm going to take home. And I reread these words regularly. I want to share them with you. Flint calls this a morning reflection during sitting. He says, where does the wisdom of the great traditions come from? What is the source of incredible teachings? What is the wellspring from which all of this, these great teachings, flows? It comes from just this. Sitting in silence, stillness, and receptivity, having stopped, waiting. But a waiting that is not passive and barren, but a stopping and waiting that is spacious, attentive, and receptive to everything. A profound readiness. despite the often dramatic stories of the lives of our past teachers, you are doing exactly what they did, meeting exactly what they met in the silence and stillness. And do you also wonder what kinds of people the sages and the saints were? They were people exactly like you. Not similar, exactly. Human, both vulnerable and resilient, subject to birth and death. You have everything you need to realize what they realized. You have a body, a mind, relationships, and the weight of conditioning to wrestle with, just like they did. All the ingredients are present. These ingredients have always been present, and they will remain present for the rest of your life. They will never leave you, and have never been apart from you from the very beginning. You can rely on this. The actual reality of your circumstances is much more reliable than anything you think about your circumstances. Use the reality of each moment as your teacher. Your ideas and ideals may very well be disappointed, but you will never be failed. By sitting here this morning, you have made a choice. You have taken your seat, and that decision to sit in silence and stillness will generate a response. You will be met in some way, in ways that will at times be obvious, and in other ways which will be less obvious, but which will move you nonetheless. The responses you receive may appear supportive or obstructive, entangling or releasing, but you can't know their meaning all at once. You have to see it through, and that seeing through sometimes looks dark and fearful, and sometimes bright and encouraging. The central choice made by the teachers of the past, and the choice available to you, is whether you will continue under all conditions. The very definitions of practice. The one thing you do under all conditions. If you think you are not like our ancestors and you lack something, that is an interesting and problematic dream. If you think you are special and elevated with this realization, that is another interesting and equally deluded dream. This same reminder is echoed by Dogen, the great sage, who said, "Before Buddhas were enlightened, they were the same as we. Enlightened people of today are exactly as those of old." The Buddha was very disappointing to those interested in theology. He didn't give us anything to believe in, nor offer metaphysics to explain the universe. He was only interested in one thing: suffering. His insights and practices were in response to this concern. How is suffering caused, and how can it be ended? His first teachings were about what he discovered regarding suffering, and his final teachings were a reminder that each person can have the same insights and the same freedom as he did. Each person only needs to make the choice to practice and discover these things for themselves. Here is a contemporary and poetic translation of the first teachings of the Buddha, the Four Noble Truths. Caught in the self-centered dream, only suffering. Holding to self-centered thoughts, exactly the dream. Each moment, life as it is, the only teacher. Being just this moment, compassion's way. We can actually wake up from the self-centered dream just as our ancestors did. We can come to note the ways in which we cling to the dream as if it were reality in the same way that they did. We can turn to meet each moment as a never-ending source of wisdom, and in the relaxation of conditioning, allow compassion to flow. This is the human possibility, maybe the human responsibility. My friends, those are the words of Flint Sparks. He made those remarks at the Houston Zen Center on October 13th of last year. I find those words so meaningful, not just in the context of personal wisdom, but certainly in the context of what goes on here at the radio station. I think, and I truly believe, that at its heart, this community radio station is an exercise in letting go of the self-centered dream. It's an exercise in merging yourself with a community of others to share your concerns, but also to hear the concerns of others. And that has certainly been the impact that I have felt as I have spent several years now here at the radio station. When Flint talks about seeing something through, continuing to practice, he's talking about the importance of being steady in your life. And Dwayne and I have been talking about the long history of KPFT. That history would not ever have been possible were it not for our ancestors of old, some of whom are still around, right? People like Ray and Larry and so forth. But also, the station continues to bring in the new. We who are newer rely on the wisdom of those who have been here for decades and decades, and we stand on their shoulders. And we must all continue to practice our support of KPFT, because there is no substitute for KPFT. There is no substitute for Pacifica. There's no substitute for the shows. There's no substitute for the volunteers. And the volunteers who come to this station do so out of the notion that they are giving up the self-centered dream. And when you give up the self-centered dream, which is exactly that, a dream, a delusion, you plant yourself firmly in the world and firmly in your own reality. We want to be part of your reality. We are a part of your reality, and we want you to be part of our reality. And the way that you do it is you listen. You listen. You listen every day. You listen when you're in the car. You listen when you're at home. You listen when you can. Sometimes you listen when you can't. Sometimes something is going and you can't get out of the car because it's so engrossing. And the other way is you help us financially during these times of devotion and retreat that the station holds several times a year. So, I ask you, in the spirit of Flint's ideas, to go to the phone, 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT, and show that you are joining with this community. You make a pledge to the station, you become a member, and in that way, you are doing your part to live in your own reality and to give up the self-centered dream that is so much a part of the way that our human minds are conditioned to think. And you begin to give up suffering as well. One of the things that we try to do at KPFT is to shine a light on the facts of human suffering that occur in so many parts of the world. And sometimes that can be an overbearing. It can be an unbelievable weight, but it's something that we must do. It's a story that must be told, and it's something that the station is dedicated to doing, to bringing the story of human suffering and human happiness and human accomplishment, but also human suffering, to your ears so that we can help heal the earth, we can help heal human communities that are all over the planet, and we can help bring a more peaceful world about. Your contribution is fully a part, woven into the fabric. It is a thread of that quilt, a thread of that blanket. And if you've ever seen a blanket or a quilt that has begun to have just one of the threads fray, right? What happens? What happens? Or to a wool sweater? What happens when just one of the threads gives way? Well, the whole thing begins to unravel. The whole thing begins to unravel. And so your small thread that's part of the entire fabric of this station is vital and crucial. 713-526-5738 is the number that you call to contribute your thread. However long it is, however bright it is, however thick it is, it doesn't matter to us. It is a thread that is vitally important, and we need it. 713-526-KPFT is the number to call. And there concludes the Dharma Talk, Dwayne. that's what we, something like that. The words of when the words of the Dharma talk are concluded, we acknowledge that. I want to welcome a guest today. Bob Wilkerson is here with me. Bob Wilkerson is a volunteer on the New Capital Show. And Bob, a year or so ago when I said, you know, the show is growing and we need people to join, Bob raised his hand, walked in and said, I want to join. Bob, this is your first time on the air. Welcome to the New Capital Show. It's your own show. Welcome to your own show.
Well, thank you, Leo. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be part of the KPFT experience and the New Capital Show with you especially.
You have a fascinating background, Bob. You are a military pilot. You're a commercial airlines pilot. You're a bluegrass musician. And now you are a radio producer. You are exactly the type of person that is so attracted to KPFT. You are exactly the type of person that we find so often around the station, people with so many different varied talents and so many different backgrounds. How can you juggle all these different things, and how did you develop so many varied interests?
Well, ever since I was a small kid, I wanted to be a military pilot, and so I worked toward that goal and was fortunate to have access to the education that I needed to be able to do that. And went to pilot training during the Vietnam era, and stayed flying, and naturally kept that out after I got out of the service in 1976, and started by that in that year, started listening to KPFT, I might add. And I've always played the guitar and the banjo. I'm not a bluegrass player. I play banjo, old-time style banjo player, which is called clawhammer or frailing, and I'm a blues guitar player. And I started doing that, I started playing the guitar in 1961. And the way I juggle everything now is that I no longer fly, but I still play the guitar and the banjo. And now then, I've gotten this volunteer activity that I get in with helping you produce the New Capital Show, which is very fulfilling, and I've enjoyed it very much. We get some dynamite people on the show, and of course your erudition is always present.
I want everybody to know that when we get these terrific guests on, Bob is responsible for getting them on. We had David K. Johnston and Robert Greenwald a few weeks ago. We had Professor Robert Goldston talking about nuclear fusion. This is one of the top scientists talking about one of the most promising ways to power ourselves. I tell Bob, I've got the easy job. I just walk in and there's a microphone and I just have to talk. What everybody doesn't understand, what all of you listening, is that there is work going on behind the scenes to bring off this show. And Bob is one of the people who is doing that. Bob is tracking these people down and nudging them and reminding them and confirming with them and cajoling them and convincing them to come on the show. And my friends, Bob doesn't get paid to do this. Bob is a volunteer here at the community radio station, KPFT 90.1. And so if Bob is able to do all of that, if Bob is able to take his time to cajole and convince and call, and believe me, it's not easy work. And it takes practice. It takes skill. It takes a geniality. It takes an ability to hear no and to get a denial and refusal and to brush yourself off, stand right back up and say, well, that's okay, we'll go on to the next person. Then certainly we need people who can join in financially to help us sustain the effort of the station. AA, who says that Janice Blue has called in and said, and of course one of the things that we are also trying to focus on in our world and trying to alleviate is non-human suffering as well. And my apologies to everybody, that is exactly right. All suffering, whether it's human or non-human, the effort that we are trying to make as liberals and progressives is to alleviate suffering in the world, to try to do it intelligently, to try to do it responsibly, to try to alleviate suffering and to bring a better world about. That is what progress is about. And there are liberal elements to that. There are progressive elements to that. There are conservative elements to that. The word conservative is from the word conserve. And we have to conserve more. I've been inviting conservatives for years now to join in the effort that the show represents to bring about greater consciousness and greater awareness of the need to conserve. Those are the best aspects of the conservative philosophy. Why do we need to consume as much as we consume? Why do we need to throw waste away, which still has life in it? These are some of the best principles and ideas of the conservative philosophy. So here at the New Capital Show, we don't like to say we're liberals or progressives, because we conservatives are for the alleviation of suffering and going into a future which is promising and hopeful, a future which carries happiness and benefits for all beings. Have I said that right, Bob?
Yes. Yes, you said that. That's exactly right. And what KPFT is to me, it is a big tent. People here are of all persuasions, and progressive mostly, but and I think there's a valid need for that in our society today, which is what attracted me to KPFT back in 1976, and why I've listened to it for, my goodness, it's over 30 years now.
You are an ancestor.
We are
standing on your shoulders, and we are trying to do as you have done.
I'm my own avatar, I guess.
Yes.
But that's one thing I like about KPFT, is that it is a big tent, and free speech is important. And this is how we bring free speech to Houston, through KPFT. 713-526-5738 is the number if you'd like to contribute to the general good for our society through contributing to our show and KPFT.
Yep. You know, here's a headline from, that's February 6th, a few weeks ago. Next year's war costs are estimated at $170 billion or more. right? The military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan could cost $170 billion in the next fiscal year. That is over and above the $515 billion regular Pentagon budget. So if you take the, quote, regular Pentagon budget and add the irregular Iraq and Afghanistan war budget, we're at $700 billion. And the total, I've been talking about gross domestic product in this country, about $14 trillion. So we're approaching 1/14 of every dollar spent in this country to a military budget. Now, I'm not saying that we need to and we shouldn't have a military, but $170 billion, I've been saying, and that's just this year, right? This is an amount that's been spent for the past 5 years. So we're at $1 trillion. And one of the things that I've been saying on this show for the past 5 years is I don't think there's any return that is coming from that investment. What is investment? Investment is when you put something in, effort, money, time, whatever it is, you put something in up front to get more out later. So it's a deferral. You're deferring the enjoyment of your time, or you're deferring the enjoyment of your money, or you're deferring the consumption of your own personal energy now to get more of it out later at a assuming that it's going to grow at a rate that is satisfactory. And I think it's clear that these efforts, $170 billion pushing $1 trillion in Afghanistan and Iraq, not something that people assumed that we had signed up for financially. What we could do with that money, the opportunity cost, I've talked about opportunity cost. Opportunity cost is an additional cost of investment. The cost of your investment in something is not just the dollars that you put into something, but it's also the foregone opportunity of the alternative of what you could have done with your money. The opportunity costs of these wars are extraordinarily high, because that $170 billion could have been used for schools. It could have been used for construction of a modern energy grid that includes heavy doses of alternative and clean energy. It could include addressing healthcare insurance issues or healthcare system reform issues. $170 billion just this year, not counting the previous years. And of course, it looks as if at least one of the candidates running for president, Mr. McCain, will promise that these expenditures will continue. And I think we need to think very, very carefully because the issues in our country are now inextricably, as they always were, inextricably tied with our finances. So on a fundraising day when we come forward at the New Capital Show and ask you to become a member of the station, when we ask you to commit further financial resources, you're committing them through the taxes that you pay into the commons, and I know that many of you are not pleased with the way that the government is spending your money. I ask you to show your belief that the way that we spend your money here at KPFT is a worthwhile investment, because I truly believe that it is, and I make the investment of my time and my money and my effort in KPFT daily, weekly, constantly, well, not constantly, but very, very often. And I ask you to show that you believe that this station, the shows that it puts on, the community events that it sponsors, the community events that it advertises, I ask you to come forward and show that you believe that this is an investment that's well worth you making. Even at a time, I know, when wallets are more strapped, when finances are getting tighter, it's important that you show that this is an investment that's important to you. Because just as we stand, and I've been talking about through the earlier Dharma talk, as we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors who have funded this station going back four decades, we need you as the thread going forward in funding this station into the future. Because that is the goal. 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. We went past the top of the hour. This is 90.1 KPFT FM, pausing for station identification.
Well done.
And pausing for our general manager.
The pause that refreshes.
The pause that refreshes.
We're going to refresh the cash box here. I got some folks to thank.
Oh!
And a number of folks to thank. And we're doing rather well here for the program as we passed into the noon hour. Compliments to Howard for doing the right thing and putting a Benjamin behind what he believes in, and that is the New Capital Program and KPFT Community Radio. And a brand new member thanks goes out to the Woodlands because Stephanie put her digits to work for the first time for KPFT.
Stephanie, welcome.
And she is thanking you for service to the community and KPFT for service to our community. And Stephanie, thank you. You are part of the reason that this is even possible.
And we thank you for your service, Stephanie.
Indeed. And Chris here in town says, keep on keeping on. And apparently knows you from somewhere, and this guy Chris wanted to back that up with a very generous pledge, and for the next 10 months he would like $50 to go into the pool for the New Capital show. How about that?
Chris? I do know Chris.
Okay, and here's
Chris,
a special one that came in belated that I neglected to mention, but right at the cusp of the program, actually, this doctor called in when he got out of his car and finally figured out how to make things work again, and was calling in for Democracy Now! Because he's a big Willie Nelson fan, apparently, and signed up. Prissy got him on the line here, and this is a profound pledge. This is a $500 installment plan, $500 a month for 5 months for Democracy Now!, picking up on Amy Goodman's no-expense-paid trip to New York for dinner and a show, picking up on the exclusive meet and greet prior to Amy and David Goodman's visit to Houston in April on the 17th of the month, and just because she could, Percy went ahead and signed him up for a copy of the Willie Nelson DVD from this morning's Democracy Now! Show, as well as a copy of the gala 12th birthday party for Democracy Now! That was held last night with Willie Nelson, Jackson Brown, Danny Glover, and so many other folks who were
I didn't get an invitation to that. Did you?
I got an invitation. Yeah, it was $1,000 a ticket.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I was at home last night. And I, you know, even if I'd been in New York, I might have been able to wrangle my way in through, you know, servant's entrance or something. I'm not sure. But anyway, I want to thank Ralph and Joyce. And it says she's the Democrat. But Ralph, Dr. Ralph and Joyce. And they're going to be going to New York. We're going to meet them here in town on April 17th at the Amy Goodman event. Thank you so much for helping out in such a big way. I have unofficially, Leo, I have banked, I believe, $1,409 for the new Capitol show. That's unofficial. I'm going to have to go back and retotal it, but that's a very nice little total for this program today. Coming up in about 20 minutes is the special delayed and expanded Thresholds program with Drs. George Ryder and John McNamara from the University of Houston, representing unofficially the English and Physics departments, respectively, and our own resident professors at large. 713-526-5738. Thresholds coming up at 12:30. Until then, a special Winterthon edition of the new Capitol Show with Leo Gold. Leo.
Yep. I want to thank everybody who pledged. I want to thank all the new members who have joined. We really, really love to get new members. We love to get previous members. We love to have everybody that we can possibly get to associate themselves with the station. It's a special, special endeavor. It's a it's a special time here in Texas too, with this presidential election going on. And in a way, the eyes of the entire nation are focused on Texas, certainly to see what's going to be the next step in the Democratic presidential primary. I think that there are a lot of parallels that are going on in presidential politics of this nation and the station. I think that let's take the Obama campaign. The Obama campaign is being financed in extraordinary quantities by small donations. And this is really a reflection of what we might call people power. I read an article in the New York Times yesterday that they raised $36 million in the month of January alone. They have raised, the Obama campaign, $150 million since kicking off their campaign. Folks, this is an extraordinary amount of money. And of course, one of the problems in our country is the amount of money that's been imbued into politics, but the way that the money has come into the Obama campaign is very different than the way that it has come into campaigns in the past. It's come in through small donations. I think that they said 80% of the donations were $100 or $50 and less. 80%, 90% of the donations were, you get the point. 90%, 80% of these donations are small donations. This is a staggering thing. And it's the same thing, and it has always been the same thing with KPFT. When you see that kind of fundraising going on for something, we call that grassroots. What does that mean, grassroots? Well, you look at grass. Grass is, it's short, generally. It doesn't have to be, but it's short. It's broad. It's all over. No one of the blades sticks out, you know, really more than the others. They all blend together. And of course, they're growing from an interconnected network of roots. So when we talk about grassroots, you know, you may just be inclined to hear that word and it just has taken on a life of its own. But when you really think about grass and roots, that really is what's gone on with this Obama campaign. Small donors intertwined together, creating one big massive carpet of grass, and of course it's hard to kill off that stuff, right? It's a very, very strong network, right, Bob? I mean, that's what grassroots is, and that's what KPFT and Pacifica is. It's a grassroots radio station. So if you're one of the people attracted to the Obama campaign and you're listening today, this radio station ought to hold attraction for you. And, you know, maybe the 25 you gave to Barack, you might want to give to the radio station, right? I mean, I think there's a parallel going on in terms of the politician that people are flocking to. Bob and the radio station that people should be flocking to and are flocking to.
Yes, I agree. And I think one of the most important things that KPFT brings to the table is there's a consistent commitment to at least two values, and the top two are freedom of speech and the role of peace in our world today. I can remember the first time I contributed to the station. I came by here, and maybe Dwayne can help me out on what year this was, but KPFT had a peace garden set up in the backyard here at the station.
Oh, wow.
How long ago was that, Dwayne? Was that in 78?
That was the late 70s. Were the chimes made out of the Vietnam artillery shells out there?
Yes, there were. And,
okay, that was like 77, 8.
And this station has been consistently committed to free speech and peace. It's an amazing jewel of an asset to not only our community and our nation, but of the world itself, because we can use more free speech, and we can use more peace.
Yep.
Amen to that.
Bob, maybe you can help people understand how in your own personal development, going from an Army pilot to commercial pilot, people may think that that's in Congress that you wind up as a progressive, but I don't think it's as unusual a story as people would think. How do people think about your own personal development and thinking? Maybe you can help people understand.
Well, when I was an Air Force pilot, by the way, not
Air Force.
That's right. Not.
I want to get the branch right.
The Army. Yeah.
There's rivalries there.
The Army calls them aviators, so yeah. I guess I'm a pilot, not an aviator. But I come from a family of old time Texas kind of Democrats and a populist kind of a background. I think my father ended up being a Republican and a little bit more conservative toward the latter years of his life, but the roles of the military in our society is quite easily defined by the oath that you take when you swear to protect and support the Constitution of the United States of America. And I fully took that oath with all sincerity and served my period of time in the military, and quite proud of having done that.
And it's such an extraordinary thing that's an oath that not many people get to take. It's an oath that you've gotten to take, and it's one that you take so seriously, the upholding of the Constitution of the country, that it's something that you practice in your work here on the New Capital Show, and that you practice here at KPFT. In other words, people may think that there's something in Congress about military service and progressive ideals, but in fact, the upholding of the Constitution sits at the heart of military service. And one of the debates that goes on now within the military of this country is that the military, in many ways, has been misused for political goals by those who have not demonstrated proper respect for the Constitution of the country. Have I said that right? No.
Yes. No, I wouldn't take exception to that. It all gets back to the concept of service and protecting the country and preserving the Constitution. I've met a lot of people in the military that have those basic goals as part of their credo, and they're willing to serve the nation's interests at the cost maybe of their own lives, and I have nothing but the highest respect for those people.
Yep. 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. Any military folks out there, we would love to have you as members of the station. You add to the dialogue, you add to the integrity of the station, you add your voice your thread, your strength. Any people in business out there listening, we welcome you to join the station. I've talked about the need for the business leaders of our country to pull toward a different future, to pull toward a future where we're using the incredible discoveries and the incredible engineering achievements that are made in the business laboratories of our country, the incredible acumen that trained business people have to be able to understand how to make investment, how to analyze investment, how to understand whether there will be return on investment, how to work incredibly long and hard hours toward goals of new products, goals of new departments, goals of new businesses. We welcome you to KPFT, and we hope that you will join KPFT and lend your voice, your skills, your aptitudes to the effort of the radio station to bring about a better future. 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. Any conservatives listening out there who are dissatisfied with what conservatism has come to stand for, however that is, and of course we could go into that, I don't want to go into that, but if you're simply dissatisfied and you look forward to a brand of conservatism that is congruent with your beliefs, whether that's belief in conservation of ecology, conservation of economy, whether that is conservation of constitutional principles in this country, we welcome you as members of this station. And I want to make a special appeal to you in these times when there does appear to be such dissatisfaction with what conservatism in this country has come to stand for. We invite you to join the station. 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. It may sound funny that I say we invite you, but sometimes it takes an invitation. It takes somebody to say, we want you. We want you to be a part of this community. And we do. We want to always expand the boundaries of what KPFT stands for and what the community is. We truly believe that people in the community constitute the bedrock of this station, Dwayne.
Well, you know, and that brings up an interesting thought, hearing you say that, because it's about framing this in the correct way. And oftentimes, you'll be much more appreciative if you're asked rather than if you're told something. I know, for example, when we were looking for a new executive director of the foundation, I was on the search committee. Actually, I've been on both of the search committees for Pacifica's executive director that during the 6 years I've been general manager here. And there's a real difference between a headhunter from some corporate search firm calling you up and saying, we'd like you to apply for this, as opposed to you just stumbling across an ad in a trade paper and then having to make that decision yourself. The outcome may be exactly the same. There's no difference in the job description in version A or version B, but there's a psychological difference that is very readily apparent because there's a quality of being asked to do it. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be in this position. I was not going to apply for this job as general manager at KPFT 6 years and a month ago. People from the community came to me and asked me to, and it made me think about it. At first, I laughed.
And how did you feel?
I was at first, I was, I thought they were crazy, and I laughed and dismissed it out of hand. And then it began to percolate through my consciousness and even wake me up in the night. A couple of days later, I woke up and I realized that this was haunting me, and that if I didn't at least allow myself to be open to the opportunity, that at some point down the road of my life, I would look back and wonder, what if? And perhaps I would resent all of the mitigating thoughts that were running through my brain that were saying, no, this is crazy. You just bought a house. You just got remarried. Your son's just starting high school. You've got these commitments. You've got this best job you've ever had in your life. You've worked for one company for the longest period you've ever been employed in your life. You're being treated better by people than you've ever been treated. You don't want to let that go for this sick bird that is Pacifica, that's floundering on the verge of corporate bankruptcy. And yet, there was something about this radio station and my relationship to it going back to when I was in high school and college and in the 70s and the spending the whole 1980s working here as a volunteer and being the program director and being concerned about this community radio station and knowing how rare it is, knowing that in the world of media, it's mostly corporate and it's mostly money-making machines that large corporate entities own. And yet we are fortunate enough to be one of only five cities in the entire United States that has one of these rare jewels called Pacifica Radio. And it just haunted me that someone was going to have to manage this. And I had the experience. I had the background. So I thought, well, I'll just drop the resume in the hat. I'm not going to politic for it. Quite honestly, I didn't want it. But it just became apparent that it was meant to be because it unfolded organically. It was not a conscious choice. It was not something that I truly wanted to do, but I was open to it, and the universe just opened that door.
And so, yeah,
it was
so
the way it evolved.
So we're looking for those listening to also, you know, come to a similar realization. We are asking you to join the station and to be a member of the station and be a member of the community. Most especially if you listen, if you are a listener, then it's important for you to know that this is how we fund ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do it any other way. We are listener supported, and there's nothing like being listener supported because we don't have any advertisers. We don't have any we don't have any parent company that's telling us that this is the way it has to be. Nobody tells me how to run my show, and nobody tells anyone else here how to run their shows. You, as the listener, tell us, are the only ones that tell us how to run the show. And so if you listen to the station, it's important that you know that your contribution is what keeps the lights on. It's what keeps the electricity going. It's what keeps the building paid. It's what keeps the staff paid. 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT.
The reason I got into that little reverie there, Leo, thank you for that, was because I was listening to what you said, and it gave me that sense of how things are framed, and
yeah,
that brought up the whole concept of, you know, the reality being that George Lakoff, a man who knows eloquently and can easily share a wonderful evening of information about this, is going to be here as part of the Progressive Forum next Thursday night. We do have a couple of pairs of tickets left. It's at the Wortham Center, 7:30 next Thursday evening here in Houston. The tickets are at the KPFT office here. You'd have to come by 419 Lovett Boulevard and pick them up. $100 gets you and a friend into the Wortham Center for that evening. Leo, I expect, will probably be there. I know I'm planning on attending that
mm-hmm.
event myself. George Lakoff, a very compelling linguist and author. I know Don't Think of an Elephant is the short version of a much longer book that he has written that was on the bestseller list for a period of time. 713-526-5738 is the phone number. I miscounted earlier, Leo, and our total for the program is actually $959.11.
Okay, so less, but still
close to $1,000, and I believe one call of a basic membership would put us right at the cusp of $1,000. If we could get $1,000 for this program today, that would be a pretty good outpouring of support.
Terrific. And again, just to run down the list of thank you gifts that we have, $90 pledge is the New Capital Show t-shirt. It's a really great shirt. It's got the logo of the show on, and at newcapitalshow.com, if you're by a computer or going to be at a computer, you can see what the shirt looks like. We've got a white version and a charcoal version. $90 are the collected monologues of Leo Gold, me. At $150, the BOGO solar flashlight. The buy one and give one. If you buy one of these wonderful flashlights, one is given away to poor communities in Africa. And so it's a very wonderful way to express your concern and care for people who don't have electricity in other parts of the world. And at the $250 level, all three items. We've only got just a few, literally, seconds left in the show, so those are the items. 713-526-5738 is the number to call to make a pledge. 713-526-KPFT. I think we are just about out of time, Dwayne.
Yeah, you have about 60 seconds.
It looks like George is... come on in, George. Pleasure to have you. George Ryder is coming up with Thresholds, my colleague here at KPFT. I want to thank you, Bob Wilkerson, for coming on the show today, and I want to thank you for your work. It's a pleasure to be able to present you to the listening public and kind of bring you out of the shadows so people can see and people can hear, rather, what the sound of a volunteer for the show sounds like and what extraordinary work that you're doing.
Well, thank you, Leo. I'm glad to have been here today. And, Dwayne, you can put me down as a pledge for however much it takes to get those couple of tickets, and I'll take Leo with me to the Progressive Forum. I'll be right out there and fill out the form.
Okay, well, that's that third pair, and that's on you. Thank you so much, Bob.
You betcha.